Hello and welcome to the Institute for Science and Policy's virtual bookshelf, a monthly segment where we talk about something new and interesting that we're reading or listening to at the intersection of policy, research, and human decision making. I'm joined by George Sparks, President and CEO of the Denver Museum of Nature and Science and founder of the Institute. George, thanks for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Trent. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So today we're talking about Think Again, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know by Adam Grant. Adam Grant is an organizational psychologist at Wharton and a leading expert on how we can find motivation and meaning and live more generous and creative lives. He's been recognized as one of the world's 10 most influential management thinkers and Fortune's 40 Under 40 and the number one New York Times bestselling author of 5 books. And I think, George, you and I are both big fans of this book. And it's just been on top of our mind for a while. I wanted to ask you first and foremost off the top about this concept he introduces of the logic bully, the idea that simply overwhelming someone with facts won't persuade them and, in fact, might just sour them on engaging with you at all.
Well, it was interesting for me to look at that because I can imagine that during the early part of my life, I was clearly a logic bully. I'm an engineer. I think that everything can be analyzed and you can decide from the facts, so to speak. And I can remember conversations over, I don't know, up until maybe I was 50 years old. I've completely changed my mode of operation here, and it's made me much more effective on influencing people. So I've never heard it called a logic bully, but I think it's absolutely right on.
It's an interesting twist on this idea that we don't need to view every disagreement as a debate with points that need to be won or lost, that we can engage people in other different ways.
There was something in there where he said that ideas stick not because they're facts or they're valid, but because they're interesting. And that also goes along with it. We make these judgments and hold on to our beliefs based upon things other than that they're factual.
Do you think there were some examples of logic bullying during the early days of the COVID pandemic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think if we've learned nothing else, it's that that experts need to understand that data and science can only go so far in convincing people of this. And I think we've learned that in spades over the course of the pandemic. During the first 6 weeks, I was great hope that, gosh, science will triumph and we'll make our way through this, but it quickly became apparent that there was a lot more to helping affect people's behavior than just giving them the facts, especially around science, when it's not immutable, it can change, and clearly things have changed over the course of the pandemic. We were all washing our hands assiduously at the beginning, and now we find out it's mostly transmitted through the air and not so much by touch.
There's a certain humility that comes along with it, certainly.
That's right.
And Grant has another interesting section in this book where he talks about the joy of being wrong and the idea of reframing being wrong as an opportunity to learn. And we can take pleasure in the idea of learning something new that challenges one of our preconceptions. So how do you think we can approach changing our minds as a learning opportunity?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about this over the course of my life as well, whereas again, I always wanted to be right. You had to be right because you were educated and you were in charge of something, and people expect you to be right. If you're leading an organization, you can't go into it and go, well, I might be wrong. You have to project confidence in that you are going to be right. And I thought the experiment that he talked about there, about how some people felt insulted, but there was a small set of folks that actually felt invigorated and joyful that they had been proven wrong. And this is something I think that's still a journey for me. I love learning new things. And he's got a model in there that talks about how can you learn new things and be proven wrong with joy. And the source of all that is curiosity. If you really are curious, you want to learn the truth. And at some point in your life, you understand that you can't know it all. I'm not always right. I am curious and I do want to learn. So being able to accept those things that sometimes you're not right, but you can always be available to learn. It really is freeing in many, many respects.
And this book touches on so much of what we do here at the Institute for Science and Policy. Anything else that struck you as you read through it? Any other big aha moments?
I think for me, the big aha of the book was you actually can change your mind. I mean, just the title, Think Again, is something that most of us maybe don't accept, that we're fired, if you will, with our belief system and the things that we hold close and dear. As you know, the founding book of the Institute was The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. And in that, he talks about how we make decisions emotionally and then we use rationality to justify them. That's not a very sanguine approach to changing people's minds. But but Adam Grant's book gave me hope. In fact, yesterday, I was talking to a man who was trying to influence a big institution, and he wanted them to take a certain path. And he started out by laying out data to try to convince them that this was the right path. And clearly they had other ideas on where the institution should go. And so I gave him a copy of the book. I happen to have an extra copy in the office. I gave it to him. And I said, read this section about debates, because the section on debates about how debates are not won or lost on facts. I mean, I found that equally as fascinating.
And anyone who's interested in psychology of decision making, changing our minds, how this can be applied to policy, check out this book, Think Again, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know by Adam Grant. George, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Grant.